Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 242. Recorded on Saturday, August 24th, 2019, part of the 2019 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And it is indeed Nerd Project Saturday. And this is kind of the, penultimate, because I know how that word works. It is the penultimate Nerd Project Saturday. But it's going to be the one where I talk about nerd stuff the most. So if you are not interested in nerd stuff and this may run, it'll run longer than non-nerd people may want. Feel free to skip. I don't know what I'm going to do for next Saturday. I will probably just jink something fairly short into it. Because we will be at Dragon Con next Saturday. So, we'll see how that goes. But anyway, this is going to be the big boy. This is the one, and I'm like, oh, this is what we're leading up to. It's not that. I do really like it. This is a project that I've been futzing around with for a month and a half now. And every other thing that I've talked about has kind of led into. It's called Perkeep. It is. So it's perkeep.org. If you want to go to the the website of the project, and there are links there. They have a GitHub repository. Obviously they have all the stuff. They have a decent amount of documentation. This is not the, I'm going to straight up tell you, this is not the project that has 10,000 developers on it. It does not. It really actually has a couple of fairly, Intuit developers. And those guys are not doing it as much. So it's one of those projects that, and if you know anything about this open source stuff, it's kind of in danger of things not going well. But we'll have to see. But there are some good things about it. One, the primary developer who also has a secondary developer, the primary developer is a guy named Brad Fitzpatrick. And he's a pretty big nerd. He's been around the nerd world for a long time. He started LiveJournal. This is the guy that literally started LiveJournal. Eventually sold LiveJournal. Did some other stuff. Ended up, he works for Google now, actually. He works on the Go team, which is not super. Go is a, oh, sorry if I'm being... And this is going to go nerd hard in many times. He works on the Go project, which is a programming language, at Google. But he's also, created Memcached. If you want a really esoteric one, he created PubSub Hubbub. So a synchronization project for publication stuff. He was involved in OpenID. He's done all sorts of stuff. And in fact, part of the reason I think that he got involved with Go was because of Perkeep, the project that I'm talking about, because he decided to use Go for Perkeep because of Go is very, very good at concurrency. It can spin up, thousands of process. It's concurrency is a strength of Go, and it was a thing that he wanted to use. So he decided to use Go for Perkeep, and then ended up where he was like, hey, this makes sense. He's a super nerd, and I tend to gravitate to projects that have super nerds like Richard Hipp for SQLite. And Linus Torvalds for Linux and all that sort of stuff. I like the sort of super nerds create a thing sort of projects. But beyond that, so Parkeet was originally called Camley Store, which I have no idea where that name came from. I have not been able to track down where it came from, so it was just some weird-ass name, like me calling my website Kenzoid. Although I can explain that story to you if you ever want to know. It is actually not as crazy as it sounds. And Camley Store was probably not as crazy as it sounded for this project. But Parkeet talks about permanent keeping. So the goal of Parkeet is permanent storage of stuff. And that sounds, you're like, yeah, whatever, put it on a hard drive. But there's a couple of things that I really like, and I'm going to probably post a link to at least one YouTube session that Brad Fitzpatrick has done on Parkeet in the show notes, because he actually gives you some. So it's not just about files, first of all. Not just about files. It's about any sort of stuff that you do. I'm kind of wandering around my thing. I'm not doing things completely in the right order. But first of all, he's very, very interested in permanent storage of things. So you can have this information. And he talks about dates. You know, he's like 10 years, 20 years, 80 years from now. He's like, you want to have this information for your grandchildren. He also, you know, is talking about the fact that right now, a lot of this information that you have is not under your own control. Let's say, and we're starting out with some, I'm going to start out with the simplest stuff. It's photos, because Parkeet does a very robust job of getting photos. It can get photos from Flickr. It can get photos from Google, various Google APIs stuff. So it can get photos very well and like pull a copy of them to you, because now that copy is in your control. And yes, Google is probably not going to go away, but then again, there are lots of sites that no one thought were ever going to go away that have gone away. And if we're talking in the 10 to 20 to 40 to 80 year time frame, these sites might go away. And the easiest way to make sure that you have those photos for sure, no problem. Yes, I mean, I have my photos in Google Photos and in Flickr and in Amazon Photos. But the best way to make sure that I have those photos is I have a copy of them myself. And now I do. And I feel really, really good about it. Now, and again, photos, there are ways to get them from Google. So the second component here is that Brad is not talking about just photos. He's talking about all sorts of stuff, like tweets on Twitter, or check-ins to Swarm, which technically Foursquare check-ins, but now the check-in portion of Foursquare called Swarm, blah, blah, blah. But so check-ins, when you do check-ins on Foursquare, there's actually a plugin or an importer, it's called, for Parkeet that will pull those in. So Parkeet has this notion of, I don't care, you can give me a file, and you can actually give an entire file system, like your home directory on a Linux box, or your download, or not download, your documents directory on a Windows machine. You can just say, stick this directory in Parkeet and save it for me. And Parkeet will do that. It is very efficient doing that. I will do a little bit of explanation, but I'm not going to do it as well as Brad does. Go to the YouTube link that I'm going to put in the show notes if you want to hear more about it. It does an excellent job of data deduplication. So if you give it the same file twice, it's not going to store it twice. It's going to store it once. It's going to say, hey, this is the same file, and I'm going to store it once. But the cool thing is, it's smart enough to see that if you make a trivial change to this file, depends on the trivial change and depends on the type of file, obviously. But he used a very good example in the YouTube lecture that's going to be in the link. Let's say you have an MP3 file. It could be, and if it's an MP3 file that's a long podcast, it could be fairly long, right? You know, if it's a song, it's going to be 3 minutes long. It's going to be 3 meg-ish. But if you're storing a bunch of podcasts, and, you know, spoiler alert, that's what I'm planning to do. You know, it could be long. It could be hundreds of megs. Because podcasts get long. At the very beginning of an MP3 file are the ID3 tags, the metadata of the file. And let's say you got a early version of the file and it had no metadata, or it had the wrong metadata for whatever reason, and you later get an updated version of the file that has the exact same audio, because the audio hasn't changed, but your metadata tags are now updated properly. The way that that Perkeep persists that data down into its data store layer, and I'm in the weeds at this point, but down into its data store stuff, it's going to realize this is almost completely the same, and so it's going to deduplicate if you're in the nerd data storage business, which means it's not going to store all. You know, if it's a 100 meg file that has 10 bytes or even 20 kilobytes at the very beginning of the file, you know, so 0.1% of the file is different at the very beginning of the file. Back in the day, stupid storage services could not tell the difference. And so they would literally store, you know, you got a 100 meg file, 0.1% of it is different. They would just store the whole thing again. So now you got 2 100 meg files. Perkeep is smart enough to realize 99.99% of this file is exactly the same as it used to be. So we are only going to, store the difference. We're going to store the difference, which is what deduplication means. So when most of it's the same, it doesn't get stored again. And it keeps track of all this stuff. And it keeps track of versioning on it. It keeps track of all that sort of crap. It's awesome. Another thing that... this is running so long. But I love this project. I have no idea if it's going to work for me forever, but I love the potential of it. Another thing that it allows you to do is to do unified searching. So, for example, so you're pulling in information from these various importers. You're pulling in your Swarm, which is Yelp. Yeah. You're pulling in your Swarm check-ins. And you're also pulling in your tweets. And so, for example, there's no simple way right now to find out what you tweeted within 2 hours of checking in at anywhere, or especially if you're checking in at, like, let's say, a bar or whatever. But those sort of things are possible within Perkeep, because you're pulling in the importer notion. So Perkeep is this data store. It pulls in stuff. You can push stuff into it, or you can use, it has a whole bunch of importers, which are ways to suck your data out of other sites that Brad Fitzpatrick, you know, the people are worried about may die. And since sites die all the time, there's a good reason to worry about sites dying. It is known in the, if you're going to be super nerdy, is known in the indie web parlance as PZOS, I believe. So it's publish elsewhere, syndicate on your own site. So versus POSSE, which is publish own site, syndicate elsewhere, which is back. So the way I do, for example, I do actually do POSSE for my podcast. So I publish my podcast directly to kenzoid.com. Yep. Man, I'm trying to like prove this on my own as I'm typing and it's not working. Yes, that's what I thought. I thought it was still working. So I have a plugin. I have an IndieWeb plugin on my site where, so I publish my, the initial publication of my podcast is to my site, but then I publish a link to that publication to Twitter. So it's, I publish on my own site and I syndicate elsewhere. So there's a syndication notion that goes elsewhere. But there are a lot of sites now nowadays that don't let you do that. So another notion is you syndicate. So, you know, when I take a picture on my phone, like I said, I have, first of all, Google Photos is just going to do it because I have an Android phone. It just backs up my photo. And I literally have both Amazon Photos and Flickr Photos backing those photos up as well because I want as many copies of these photos as possible. But still, nevertheless, those photos are not owned by me. So theoretically, they all three could go down. So I like the fact that Perkeep actually lets me suck all those photos into a spot, a website, a data store that I actually control, that it's me. I am controlling, I'm running this server. I'm running a $5 a month Linode server right now. I'm going to either have to bump it up to a $10 a month, not because it doesn't require a whole lot of CPU, but I'm going to hit the limit on storage, or I'm going to do some storage mumbo jumbo. Because Perkeep actually has a lot of different storage options. It can use like AWS. It can use, Google storage. It can use a lot of, and I haven't even talked about the technical portions of AWS or of Perkeep at this point, which I love them. It is super cool. You know, like I said, data deduplication is free. It is not just storing files, because if you're just storing files, there's the IPFS, Interplanetary File System, or whatever it is. There are storage systems that are out there right now that would be cool for file storage, but this is beyond file storage. You can store whatever you want. They create schemas. The project manager, what's called a schema, which is a hunk of data. It's like a metadata, a hunk of data within the storage system that lets them identify. So if they're storing photos, they can say, okay, photos have this width, they have this, you know, height, they optionally have a geolocation tab, blah 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 blah. But then they can also say, okay, and that's and a photo's a file, you know, it's a JPEG. It's like why bother? But they can also store, like I said, they can store a Yelp check-in, a swarm check-in. They can say, this happened on this date, this happened on this time, these are, you know, these metadata things are going to be there. A location may or may not be there, whatever. So it doesn't actually have to be a file. You know, they can store tweets, they can store Yelp check-ins, they can store Pinboard. They have a plugin for Pinboard, which stores, which I use. Which stores, you know, just URL bookmarks that you have bookmarked. They store all sorts of things. And they have the importer thing is an open, like, plug-in sort of thing. So, actually, my project. So, first of all, I've sucked in a huge number of pictures. I probably have personal copies of more pictures now than I ever have had before, because I sucked them in off of one of my Flickr accounts. I have thousands of pictures now that I have a personal copy of, which is awesome. And there, yes, I realize there are ways, but you know, this is searchable, and it's a nerd project. I like nerd projects, but I have another idea. It's what I'm going to do, and I'm in the process of doing this. I'm working on it now. I'm working on the base pieces, and then I'm going to work on the importer for Perkeep. Is I am going to not only I set up a Twitter account. I figured out that there's a way to do this with using Podcast Addict. You can wire Podcast Addict up to Twitter so that you have a Twitter account that gets all your podcasts as you listen to it. So I have a Twitter account that shows the podcast that I'm listening to. Actually, now, there's been a way to scrabble them to Last.fm for a long time, but that has been hit or miss sometimes in a number. I don't know. I think it's more on the Last.fm side. I think those guys are in rough times. Because it seems to be hit or miss among many different like client apps. I don't think it's a client app side thing. I think it's a Last.fm thing. I don't know for sure. The Twitter thing is not perfect, but it seems to be pretty good. So I'm fine with it. So in other words, so I have a way to give myself a list of these are all the podcasts that I've ever listened to. That's like on the web. It doesn't have to be public. It personally is public because I don't care. But I can take that list, and then what I do is I turn around from that list and I go and you get the podcast. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to store them. I'm going to store all the podcasts. I got Perkeep, and at the end of the day, we're just going to see how much storage we can use. Now I'm going to bump all these podcasts down. I've been looking into low. Like audio storage codecs that do not take up a lot of space, but are fairly high. Oh gosh, what's the one I'm probably going to use? It's anyway, it's they're audio storage codecs that don't take up a lot of space, but have fairly high quality audio, especially for mainly voice. And some of the podcasts that I do have audio, but there are a couple of these podcasts or a couple of these codecs that are not terrible with music, even if music is thrown into the mix. So I'm going to turn, you know, like with MP3, it's roughly the way I think of it, and everybody may not, and it's depending on how things are tweaked and everything, but I think of it as a mega minute, you know. If you've got an hour podcast, it's going to be around 60 meg. But some of these codecs can squeeze that down to like 60 meg down to 10 meg, less than 10 meg. So I'm going to do some playing around. So I'm starting to do this. So I'm starting to like keep track of my podcasts because I already have a Twitter feed that has been running for several weeks now that's keeping track of every podcast that I listen to. And from that Twitter feed, I can get to I think in almost every case, unless somebody really obfuscates their podcast, which would be weird. From that Twitter link, I can get to their podcast. So that means I can suck it down. So I've got a little cron job that is sucking them down, and I'm starting to play around with, this, you know, file that like codec like re-encodes the files at a still very listenable to value, but with, you know, let's just, off the top of our head, let's just say like 1/5 the size most of the time. And then I'm going to store them in Perkeep. I'm going to store, and Perkeep has this notion of what's called a schema. So for a given thing that you put in per keep, you can say, like a tweet, if you put a tweet in per keep, you can, like I said, you can say, this is the time, this is the date, where do I know where? So I'm going to be able to say, this was a podcast that I listened to. I'm going to create a podcast listening to schema and say, this is when it happened, this is when I listened to it, here's the podcast, you know, blah, blah, blah. Maybe even, you know, like, oh, I really liked it. But just the notion of being able to go 20 years, because even now, today, some of the people that I know that do podcasting have lost their earliest podcasts because nobody, you know, in those early times, it was like, eh, whatever. So the notion that 20 years from now, I could go back and pull out one of these podcasts from the dog days of podcasting in 2019 and just say, yeah, I'm just going to listen to it again. Because, you know, I was talking to one of these people and I thought it would be cool. That just like blows my mind. I think that is so cool that I think I have to do this. I really want to do it so bad. I want to create this importer. I want to get started on this. I'm so psyched about it. So that's my little nerd project for the next several months. And oh my God, I've run so long. I apologize so much. I love everybody on the dog days. When I see the half hour ones, I'm like, although I'm actually caught up at this point. But in general, I appreciate the 5 minute and 7 minute podcasts and try to do them in general more than the 26 minutes and 41 seconds, which is where I am right now. So if you have listened to this entire podcast, I appreciate you very much. Sorry for all the nerd stuff, but that is what is on my nerd plate right now. And this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. If you go there, there are links to everything in the world that you would want to imagine to connect to me by. Feel free to do it with any of them, although Keybase would be really cool. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike version 3.0 unported, and we will talk to you tomorrow. And tomorrow's the switch back, so tomorrow should be Friends and Family Sunday. Yeah. It doesn't always match up because we swap things around sometimes. So thanks a lot. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.